K2, RCL, mobile.
KO4, HKX here.
Come on, Patrick.
So watching a YouTube video right now on DMR stuff.
Dad, I heard you earlier. You said your meeting got canceled.
That stinks. Yeah, I don't know what to do anymore with this stuff.
I know what you mean there. That's kind of a crappy deal.
What you hear I have turned gray even more.
I know that feeling for sure. I got a call from the wife, said that the upstairs air conditioning unit is froze up. So I'm guessing it's got a leak in it because it was a little bit low beginning of this season when I checked it. And I added a little bit of refrigerant to it. And that's froze up again, so guessing I got a leak, so I'm headed over to United in Greenville and pick up some dye injector and go back and top it off and see if I can find a leak in it.
Pat, you better hurry up because you're going to need it down there.
And the good thing of it is the downstairs air will pretty much cool the entire house without any trouble. We just use the upstairs one just to help as kind of a supplemental. And then at night we close the bedroom and just run it by itself. So hopefully I can get it squared away, or we'll at least have the downstairs there to work with.
That's kind of why I like my window units. They give me trouble, I just kick them out and go get another one.
Mini split upstairs keeps giving me trouble. That may be the route I go, is take it loose and set us up with another window unit.
Definitely has their advantages, that's for sure. But they got their disadvantages too.
I think it's about like anything else. You got pluses and minuses no matter what you do. I guess if we went back in the older days, we could just open the windows and turn a fan on and hope for the best.
That's how I grew up. I didn't have air conditioning, I don't know, until I guess about 10 years ago. Maybe a little longer, but not much. Always lived without it.
We didn't have it initially when we were growing up, and then I think Mom and Dad finally got to the point they were ready to do it, and they put one in, and then Dad didn't want to run it that much. Mom didn't like running it because she got too cold, and, well, really didn't do much good putting it in.
The thing is, you got to turn it on and leave it alone. Don't be messing with it a whole bunch, or you're just going to waste electricity.
No doubt. So what you finding out on DMR there on YouTube?
Trying to continue educating myself on how it all works, and still trying to understand. I got the zones down, but I don't understand how you get into a talk group once you're in your zone and then in your channel and in the talk group.
Once you get edumacated, you can edumacate me, zone.
I'm just still trying to figure that one out. Because you can't just go into a talk group. You got to be in a channel, or is what I'm trying to find out.
And if I understand it right, for DMR, once you set your radio to the channel and the talk group in the zone, you still have to key down in order for it to activate the repeater so you start receiving.
Don't know, so I don't know what to tell you on that one. Like I said, I can talk to Worldwide, USA, North Carolina, South Carolina, those, but there's still all the talk groups outside of that for special interest stuff that I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, it seems like it's a whole big world of a whole other side of the radio system to get into the DMR with all the additional talk groups.
It's that code plug I sent you, that thing's got probably 1,000 talk groups in it.
Downloaded it into a file folder last night, but I didn't actually open it up and look at it. I know it's supposed to be huge with a whole lot of information in it. I wish the Anytone software was set up to where you could go in and insert lines. Like if I want to put the 610 repeater here, or the 610 repeater on channel 1, I could just go in and do that by inserting it, but you have to do so much moving around. I guess I have to take it over to CSV file and do it.
don't understand all that, so that's why I say I'm trying to learn it as I go here.
What about it tonight, dude, on APRS? What is that in relation to DMR? Is it not about the same thing?
I don't believe so. What is it? W4DJW would be the one to ask about that. He's very knowledgeable on APRS. It's more of, it's not position, it's packet information now. It used to be position or something like that. And you can text with it your position. It'll transmit your position to any tone. You can set it up to follow you around on the map, and everybody, you know, your wife can know where you're at all the time if you wanted her to, that kind of thing. Or there's a lot more you can do with it than what you used to. So, like I said, I haven't just scratched the surface on that one.
Got you. Now, do you have to be connected to the internet for it to do that, or does it do it through just the radio?
It does it just through the radio. I don't think it has anything to do with the internet.
Oh, well, that's pretty slick then, if you can just do it directly through the radio and you don't have to have an internet connection. I definitely have to check into that then. I just got to get this DMR figured out first.
I can tell you this, there's a lot more to learn here than what I originally thought there was with ham radio. It's not just tuning in a frequency and go anymore. There's just so much to it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to it. I mean, when you study for the test, I mean, you're doing a lot of electronics and, you know, amperage and watts and diodes and everything else. I mean, and then it talks about the frequency ranges and, you know, as far as the bands go, but there's way more outside of just to take the test. And I think that's why I like ham radio so much, because it just keeps your mind thinking and keeps you moving forward. There's always something out there that can intrigue your interest.
N4DJC.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Tail end the conversation on APRS. APRS does come direct, you know, from RF from your radio, but then you can get digipeated through an iGate, which there's one up on Caesar's Head. There's several of them in the area. That's how you get digipated through the International Space Station and PSAT as well. You get through the APRS through those two digipeaters on board the satellites and ISS, and it comes back down and it gets digipeated through an iGate, which is basically an internet gate. They're all connected together in some way or another. You can send out an APRS packet with your location and a little short message and that sort of thing. And somebody close by can hear you directly. But then if you get into the, I think it's N4 VDE or something else, with a digipeater on top of Caesar's Head, then it can go, you can hear people from, you know, you can get basically repeated through other packet type repeaters and hear people from Virginia, you know, all over the place, basically depending on how they have their path set up for APRS. But it's a neat deal. I like it a lot. It's pretty active in the area, but a lot of people are just doing remote stations, not actually live operators. I just wanted to interject that. You guys go ahead.
K2RCL for ID.
Yeah, Jerry, we appreciate it a lot. Me and Patrick are still learning, and you know, guys like you that are willing to help out and explain some of it, it means a lot. And I think that's why I like the ham group so much, because everybody's willing to help out.
I enjoy a lot of aspects of it. Other people don't. I'm not an HF guy, so I stay mostly on VHF and UHF. Do some satellite work as well. Not as much as I'd like to be able to do, but you know, enough to keep me busy. You know, just have to start out D-Star and learn about DMR through Patrick and other guys that are getting started out in it as well. It's just a lot of facets to the hobby that you know, it's just it's just, you know, it's really amazing the changes that have happened in ham radio in the last 15 or 20 years. And I was out of probably 15 years or so, maybe longer than that, before I really got back interested in it again. And basically did satellites and that sort of thing, got big interest again. And it just layers upon layers upon layers of things that you can dig into. And the digital modes are a lot of fun. I mean, the APRS thing is just, you know, it's just a reporting system, but it can be a lot of fun too. I mean, you can, like I said, working through the satellites and have people be able to track you. You can let them track you closer or be off by a digit or two so they don't know exactly where you are. But anyway, I've enjoyed it and I've learned a lot. Since I'm retired, I've just got a lot of time on my hands and I can dig into stuff that a working man didn't have time to do.
Again, thank you, Jerry. I do appreciate all the information you always offer me.
Same here. I enjoy listening a lot. I'm kind of like you, Jerry. I haven't got into HF. I'm still just VHF, UHF right now, and I've gotten on Echolink a little bit. I just built my own DMR hotspot, so I'm still trying to get it set up and get it functional. Patrick's been helping me with it, so hopefully I'll get it dialed in here in another couple of days.
I think that threw me for a loop. I've got a Zoom spot, but it took me a while to get it figured out. But I've been ham a long time. I've been ham 42 years this year, as a matter of fact, this year, I think. So I was on HF for a long time and I enjoyed it. And if I had the will and the ability to do it, I'd probably get back on HF, especially the next couple of years. Picking up again, and y'all be able to get some nice digs coming in. And it'd be a lot of fun. That's just another passage of the hobby. If you got room for it and got the ability and the wherewithal to do it, I'd say, you know, get involved in HF too. It's a lot of fun. But I just don't have the, at my age, I just don't have the will to get out there and start fiddling with antennas, and I'm not a climber or anything like that. My location kind of restricts me as to what I can do, but you never know. I might get a wild hair, might do something. But you guys carry up. I just want to interject that about APRS. It's just another facet of radio. It's interesting. It's not as glamorous as some of the other stuff is, but it's just something else to dig into. If your radio's got it, fine. If it doesn't have it, I wouldn't worry too much about it at all. You guys carry on. I'll be clear and monitoring him for DJC.
For DJC 73s from K2RCL, we appreciate it a lot. Like I said, it means a lot when you guys get on here and help us out like that.
3-2, Jerry. I'll be listening for you later on down the road. But, Russell, you about home yet?
I'm on one of your most favorite roads, Wade Hampton Boulevard, in the middle of Grr.
Be careful on that stretch of Grr. You get run over.
Yeah, I'm having to traverse from Inman over to 291 so I can get over at United and get the die kit and go home and put it in.
Where is 291?
The Red Lobster's at over there on Wade Hampton.
They're right there where North Pleasantburg comes out.
North Pleasantburg's 291, so I go over there, and when I get to the Red Lobster, I'll turn the right, hit it out toward Travers Rest, and United's out there on the right. And I'll come out of there and head down toward Cherrydale and slide through Travers Rest. I used to go State Park Road, but they didn't put so many stop signs in, and so much traffic and so many housing developments, it's quicker just to go down 291 to 25 to TR and come down Tigerville Road that way.
Why don't you just cut across Rutherford right there? That's the way I cut across.
Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I just didn't know if you were familiar with that or not, so I wasn't going to make it too convoluted and complicated. But if you're familiar with cutting through Rutherford there, that's where I'll cut through and then come out over the old big lot, no bilo there, and take a left and place it down there on the left.
I think it's down there close to the landscaper supplies, isn't it?
Are correct. It's right down there close to it.
That's just outside of my area, but I do travel through there from time to time to meet one of the other Matco distributors, so I am a little familiar with it.
And speaking of Matco, got a question for you. Are you familiar with Blackjack tire plug kits?
Yes, sir, I am.
Have or do you have access to the plugs? Because my kit is out.
To check on that, nobody's ever asked for the plugs, but I know what you're talking about. Do you want the quarter-inch ones or the 3/16, the little black ones?
Little black ones that come in the red cards that are vulcanized. I had a whole kit of them, and just over time, I've used all the plugs up. Matter of fact, I picked up a nail and a tire the other day and used the last plug I had.
What I can do...
Whenever you have a chance, I mean, it's not, you know, I ain't stranded on the side of the road or nothing like that. I just want to put some more plugs back in that kit, so I'll have them on hand.
I know what you mean. I keep one in my vehicle also.
For a lifesaver, I had the whole kit in the RV with us when we traveled from here to Alaska and back. Didn't need it not one time. But if I did need it and I was stuck in the middle of nowhere in Canada on the Alaskan Highway, I had it.
So when we went four-wheeling, on our side-by-sides and four-wheelers, we always carried several plug kits with us. And we've actually split sidewalls and stacked those plugs in there to fill gashes so we can get the four-wheelers and side-by-sides back out of the woods.
Been there and done that before. That's something that me and the wife's been talking about. We keep kicking around the idea of getting a side-by-side and go up the horse pasture and stuff, but I know there's just not a whole lot of trails around here to ride.
It's not. We always went up to an area called Brimstone and Windrock, but you also have Royal Blue right there. They're all right there together. And I have been up to Hatfield-McCoy riding area also. It's a little further up, and it's really rocky.
I'll have to check it out. Back when our younger days, we used to go up the horse pasture and ride four-wheelers up through there, but me and her both kind of gotten older and a little set in our ways, and I think we'd just prefer to have something like a side-by-side that we could just set in and kind of drive and cruise through. Just enjoy ourselves. I ain't looking to go 90 mile an hour. Just, you know, just kind of get out and ride through the woods.
So 4HKX for ID. Roger that. I have a Can-Am Commander that I was riding, and the guys I was riding with, there's a couple of them that's all they wanted to do is hit the hardest thing out there and tear up everything they had in the first night or first day and then have to work on it all weekend or struggle with it. And I was just like, man, let's just go ride and have a good time instead of trying to tear something up every time we go out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'm like anybody else. I like to, you know, play a little bit, but a little conservatively. Get a little sideways here and there, but I ain't looking to go climbing hills and flipping end over end and rolling down the hill sideways and sinking it up to the steering wheel in mud and stuff. I just want to get out and ride and enjoy myself.
What about the fun part?
There, station.
I'm kind of in and out of the repeater here, so I'll just let y'all keep that one along.
Well, be careful out there, 73 to you. So when you make a decision about getting one, let me know. We'll have to go riding sometime.
Sounds good. If I can ever get caught up on some of these jobs, I'm hoping to be done before the hottest part of the summer gets here so I can sit at home in the air condition. If Steve's listening, he's going to give me a hard time about that, but that's kind of my plan. Once it gets hot, I ain't working outside.
Ride around in the air conditioning.
Yeah, he undoubtedly ain't listening because I think if he was, he'd already jumped in here.
Yeah, but he deserves every bit of it because he'll give it to you if you don't.
No doubt. All right, well, listen, I got to make a quick phone call here, so I'm going to jump off from here for a few minutes. I'm almost on to Rutherford now, so I'll be at United here in a minute. Patrick, it was good talking to you. I appreciate the info. And I'll talk with you later on here, 73s, and I am clear on your final.
Please, Russell, be careful out there and have a good day. KO4 HKA, clear.